Okay. Sometimes, usually I give either my ideas, I give people's, you know, ideas I've heard recently, but Po B'Sham, right? There are things that I remember from, Rambam days. So this was, like, I heard this Vartara both from Rabbi Feder and Rabbi Friedman, B'Shem Rabbi Chaid, because they loved this Vartara. They loved it. So I'll say it. What? What do you think it's about? No, it's not about psychology. Avodah Zarah tendencies. Avodah Zarah tendencies. Azai Pashut. Azai Pashut. Yes. So at the end of this week's Parsha, after Aseret Dibros, the Pasuk says, Lo ta'asun iti elohei chesef elohei zav lo ta'asu lochem. Don't, you know this Pasuk. I hope. You've spent a lot of time on it. And a lot of time on it. So what does it mean, according to Chazal? Don't make with me or OC, right? They make a drush on it. Don't make
my
so different things, right? Rashi quotes it. Lotasun dumucham shai misham shimilafanai bamaram. Don't make images of the sun, moon, and stars. OC, right? Which is a very bizarre drush on the Gemara. It is really one of the most radical. I honestly think that is one of the most radical theological moves that the Gemara makes in all 2,711 pages of Shas, right? Where it says, we know you can't make an image of human being because you can't make an image of God, and man is created by Tzelem Elokim. That's quite the drusha.
Yeah.
How do Chazal understand, right, in the Mechilta, Elohei Chesef Elohei Zahav? The second half of the pasuk. It's Lotasun Iti, but then it's Elohei Chesef Elohei Zahav, Lotasun Lachem. So Rashi says, Bal Azhir Al HaKruvim, Shato Se Lamod Iti, Shlo Yu Shel Kesef. Don't take the Kruvim that are meant to be made of gold out of silver. Shim Shinitem Lasotem Shel Kesef, Hare Hein Lefonai Ke Elohut. Because if you make them out of silver instead of gold, then they become like gods, right, or idols. Velohi zahav. What does it mean, zahav? Bala has here shlo yosif al shnayim. It tells you to not make, rather, kruvim or gold, but don't make more than two. Shimasita arba. You make double. Arein kilefonai kilohi zahav. Then it's as if you made golden idols. Lotasu lochem, lotomer areini osek kruvim, but the knesset, but the midrashos kiderach shenosu ben olamim. Don't think you can make kruvim in shuls just like you can in beis hamikdash. Lekach nemar lotasu lochem. So Friedman and Rabbi Feder, as I said, both told me that Rabbi Chait at some point, not this Rabbi Chait, but his brother Rabbi Israel, had said on this pasuk, what is pshat? Right, what is pshat? What are Chazal getting at? What are Chazal getting at by calling a change in the kruvim from gold to silver Elohei Kesef, or adding kruvim Elohei Zav? What are they doing?
What are they doing?
Now, I could read this minimally or maximally. Let me give you the minimal read, and then I'll tell you the maximal read. The minimal read, or the minimalist read, is what? Right? What would be the minimalist read?
Silver.
What's the minimalist understanding? I would suggest.
Don't make extra proof.
But why? Right? What's the problem? Right? What is the nature of this drasha? Is it saying what? So that's the more maximal. But let's start minimal. Right? Minimalist would be that kruvim, worried not for the fact that God said they're okay, are literal idols.
Right, unless the matir for the mikdash, it's a pesel.
Correct, and therefore, what are they saying? Right, this is, the minimalist read is to say the kruvim, which worried not for the tzivui, would be avodah zarah. The only way to avoid them being avodah zarah is to stick to the rules exactly. But the second you start playing with the metals or playing with the numbers, so then what could have been a permitted statue becomes a forbidden idol, right? That's the minimalist read.
Right, this is Lotas from the stage. Should we ask?
Correct. What's the maximalist read? Right, and this is where, right, and this is very Maimonidean, right? Right. Come on, I've already given the answer to you, right? And this was one of their favorite ideas, right? Is what I said is what they called avodah zarah tendencies, right? Is that right? What it's telling you is there's avodah zarah mamish, right? Worshipping idols, right? Whatever is included in that, all the things that are included in the Aseret HaDibros. But then, right, at its core, right? If I want to, right? If we do this grammatically, avodah zarah, there's two types. There's either avodah of something zar, right, worshipping something strange, or strange worship of God. And that also, at its core, is Avodah Zarah. Why? Or at least related to. Why?
You can't choose how you worship God. God told you to do something.
Right, meaning, it, or to put it farther psychologically, right? At the end of the day, what Avodah Zarah, the problem is that you are misplacing the notion of the deity, right? You're taking it away from God, and you're placing in that which doesn't deserve it. But at some level, if you decide that the way God told you to serve Him is not right, you're asserting that you understand God and how to serve Him better than He does.
Right.
Which is ascribing to yourself the wisdom of the divine. Right? Which, if not Mamish Avodah Zarah, is...
Has a taste of
Avodah Zarah. Right? It has an Avodah Zarah tendency in it, so to speak. Right? And that was how they interpreted this this understanding of Chazal. Now, I would add that it may not be... That's the most maximalist. There is a middle read, right? I presented now the most minimalist, the most maximalist understanding of this Chazal. There is a middle read. What's the middle read?
The only reason God gave Machia for the Kruvim because of this idea.
What? I don't know what
that... Both ideas.
No, that's not a middle read. That's just a conflation. No, a middle read would be to say it's not about the Kruvim per se, and it's not about all of Avodas Hashem. It's about Mikdash. It's about Mikdash in general. Right, which there is a lot of support for that, because in the second half of Shemot, as we're building the Mikdash, what is the phrase that comes up over and over and over and over and over again? Right, like every what? No, Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. Right, that specifically in Mikdash, not just the Kruvim. It's not just the Kruvim, which look like idols, but Mikdash, which is sort of the paradigmatic expression of Avodas Hashem, and also the one which, in general, is the one that can most easily spill over into quasi-idolatry because it's a temple, because it has, right, it's sensory, it's visceral.
It's almost mystical,
Well, I mean, who says that, by the way? Right, who says that the Beis HaMikdash is always Gvuli, a Beit Avodah Zarah? The Gemara. Right, because the Gemara says that when Chazal killed the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, where did the fire come from? Mi beis kodshei hakadoshim. I mean, what are they saying? That the same Yetzer Hara that lies behind Avodah Zarah is what gives the power to the visceral, transcendent, imminent expression of God's presence in this world. Right? That's what Mikdash is. It's very dangerous. Right? The fact that God gave us a Mikdash is dangerous. God did it because we're human beings and we react to things which are visceral, right? The blood and the smells and the fire, right? It does, in the end of the day, it is awe-inspiring, right? But if you don't channel it right, it becomes Avodah Zarah, right? The Mikdash always has that danger, right? Because in the end of the day, the use of anything physical to represent Avodah Hashem, if misused, can turn into Avodah Zarah. And that's why, and many people point this out, that in Mikdash, specifically, or the Mishkan specifically, really, the Pasuk said that the only legitimacy to the Mishkan was because Kasher Tziva Hashem and Moshe. Kasher Tziva Hashem and Moshe. They did it exactly as Hashem said, and that gave it its heter. So I think you have those three reads, right? One is the very minimalist, which I'm not inclined to accept as the full interpretation here, right? Which is that it's just the Kruvim, because they look the most like idols. But then there's the two more maximal readings. One is that you have to recognize that the Mikdash, as powerful as it is, that power shares something, as Chazal indicate, with that which makes Avodah Zarah so emotionally appealing. Right? Namely, that it is visceral, that it is physical, that it's tangible. Right? And specifically there, you can't play with anything. That's why Kasher Tziva Hashem and Moshe is so important. Or to take the even more maximal reading, which is to say that at some level, the choice to say, I know how to worship God better than He does, is inherently describing a level of divinity to myself. Right? Because I'm assuming I can interpret the nature of the divine better than the divine, and that is idolatry. Okay, so that is a old Dvar Torah when was that? 2003, I guess. Right, 2003 Rambam. Okay.